Welcome to today's Hire Every Day of Monday, the 19th of January 2026. Today's topic is Shut Out. Our text today is taken from Matthew chapter 25, verse 1 to 13. Verse 1. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps, and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps, and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. Verse 6. And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose, and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Verse 13. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Our memory verse is taken from Matthew chapter 25, verse 10. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. The account of the 10 virgins is very important to all heavenly-minded Christians. It is representative of the 2 classes of believers we still have in the church today. The 5 wise virgins represent those believers who are steadfast and rapture-ready at all times. The other 5 virgins were foolish. They didn't have extra oil in their lamps because they were not ready to consecrate their lives fully to God. The virgins were to meet the bridegroom, referring to our Lord. Wise youths are to be fully prepared for the coming of the bridegroom, which could be any time. The foolish virgins had no focus and their lamps were just for momentary show. No oil for substantial sustenance. They missed it and were shut out because of their foolishness and negligence of not heeding the message on entire consecration and submission to God. If you have not given your life to Christ yet, you need to do so quickly. And if you have already, the Lord is still calling you to full consecration so that you don't regret like the foolish virgins. Quote for the day. The foolish virgins had no focus. The challenge for today is, be watchful for his imminent return. Prayer. Father, help me to be ready for the rapture. In Jesus' name. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.hireeveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.